Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my giggly piglies?
Cute.
It's like the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
We haven't been in the studio in years.
No, years. Are you wearing a basketball shirt?
This is a vintage Luka, what's his last name? Donich.
I don't know.
It has a rip in it, but I got it vintage. I just like black vintage shirts.
Yeah. Well, I walked in looking like Timothée Chalamet, so it's fine.
You did.
And I have one nail missing, which if you see your friend with one nail missing, she's thought about having sex with your boyfriend. Don't trust her.
I can't trust you.
No, I know. I'm getting them done tomorrow, though.
Well, I killed my whole family.
Sometimes you have to. It's that time of year.
What's great with French manicures is as it grows out, I just cut off all the white on top.
And you're like, this is a pale pink manicure.
And I have a pale pink gorgeous manicure, and that's girl math.
No, that's legitimately girl math. I saw this girl on TikTok last night who was explaining girl math to such precision. Mm-hmm. And it was about, like, when our clothes are dirty and when they're not.
Yeah.
That, like, is an internal monologue that we just, like, don't say to anyone else. And it's like, if I didn't sweat in it, it's clean.
For me, like, if it smells, I have one more use out of it. Before it really smells. Also, I have this new thing where, it's not really a new thing, but, like, girl math, girl dinner, I like just using it wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I'll post breakfast and just write girl dinner, and people, my DMs will be like, in me DMs, what am I, a leprechaun? By the way, I got so attacked at our Giggly Squad show in New York City. I didn't talk about with you, but yeah. I was pretty hurt. This lady stands up. Mm-hmm. And like, I get it. There's some like BravoCon people who were like really pumped up about BravoCon. They were like talking about your outfit. And I was like so supportive of that.
Yep.
But then a lady goes, this question's for Paige. And I was like, okay, like I love shutting myself up. Like,
right.
Shut me the fuck up, please. Right.
Give me a minute to rest.
Give me, I can't talk my whole life
away. You're
like,
I'm going to close my eyes actually for a quick second.
I have to check my email. Yeah. Like, this is perfect.
Great.
And she goes, so I come from a big Italian family.
Yep.
And my husband comes from an Irish family. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, shut.
Okay,
all this woman wants is for you to be quiet.
Writing my memoir.
And I interrupt and I go, I'm so sorry. I think you might have something confused because I have a big Italian family and my husband is Irish. Paige has never even met an Irish person.
She was gaslighting you.
She and she goes, still for Paige. she goes, I don't know what to do because he wants me to go to his family's, you know.
And you just keep interrupting. You're like, sorry, me again. I think I can help.
Like, when people ask certain questions for you, it's like perfect. Like, you gave one, some of the best answers that like I could never answer about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then some people will be like, Hannah, what's it like to shit in a bodega? And I'll answer it. But this question, I was like, no, I think it, I just want to make sure you're not making a mistake because I don't want you to miss this moment. And then she goes, yeah, I don't know where we're going to hang out for the holidays, like which parents' place. And then you go, definitely not for Hannah because Dez's parents are dead.
Dead parents, not funny.
No.
It's not funny. At a comedy show, dead parents,
Very funny. Context is important.
Context is key.
You know, it's also like not funny. Mm. It's just, it's happy.
Right.
That like we don't fight over whose house to go to. And we'll have like pretend fights. I'll be like, would your mom have liked me? And he's like, I don't know. She was tough. I don't know. And you know, that gets me revved up. And I'm like, no, I'm like Taylor Swift good with the moms.
I was going to say, I feel like moms and dads would really appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Why do you think that?
I think because you're very personable, like when you first meet you. Like,
you're very charming in the beginning.
You're very, no, people are, love you and then they get to know you. No, I think it's very, you're.
You in small doses, like every 2 weeks, killer. You end on top and you leave. It is small doses me. Me at a 4-hour party, people are like, who invited this girl?
20 minutes? Best time of their life.
First 20? Me on the Drew Barrymore show? A 2-minute segment? Give me an Emmy. Give me an Emmy.
You for a full day? No. Nope. No, I think you're so good at like being personable and meeting people for the first time, making them feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And not being awkward. Where like I feel like I'm so shy in the very beginning that I can come off standoffish.
Yeah.
But I feel like you crush with parents.
You're so self-aware.
Yeah.
But sometimes I could see like if I say something like slightly out of pocket, right. Like a certain parent would be like, okay. Where it's, like with you, they could be like, if you don't talk, at least they'll be like, she's probably really smart and she's thinking. Right? When you're quiet, people
come up with the craziest conspiracy theories.
And it's normally good. Like sometimes I'm like, if I shut up, people would have had more respect for me.
Right.
I always say I respect those people who don't have to say every single stupid thought that comes through their brain.
Yeah, you're a talker.
I'm a loose cannon.
For sure.
For sure. Good thing we're podcasting. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good. I have so much, I feel like, things to talk about because everyone's talking about, like, Travis and Taylor.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I have a lot of things.
Let it out. Let's do it right now. We have to.
Have you seen like the conspiracy theory of everyone being like, they're getting engaged. They're getting engaged in February. They're going to just, it's going to be like, whatever. We are in love with each other. This is it. I just feel like.
I already like where you're going with this. I like it already.
I just feel like if she genuinely is happy in this, she met her husband and she's going to get engaged. For sure. Get engaged. Yeah. Like that's it. Lock it in.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
There's just something for me, though, that can men really change their type that drastically?
But the argument is she looks
like his mom.
Like his mom.
Like he's been like waiting for her. Like he's been having fun with all these other girls who look identical to each other.
But also, like, I've never had the guy who, like, only dates blondes and then one day is like, it's time to grow up for a brunette. He likes a girl with an ass.
Right. And I can't help but think, like.
But she could do some squats.
She's a great, like, business move.
Okay.
Like, that's always in the back of my head when their woman is way more successful than the man.
This is my argument. And the crazy thing is he is one of the most successful NFL players.
For sure.
In the whole entire league. But she's, like, galactic.
Yeah.
So I have so many thoughts.
Sometimes nothing trumps like the fame. And there's something about him that I feel like he loves. Well,
he did a reality show, and as people have done reality shows,
they're narcissists.
We know the type, but no,
they should get checked.
Specifically, and we love Craig, but the kind of men that end up doing reality shows, Craig got in early, like he was confused and young.
Yeah.
But guys who like later in life do reality shows.
Yeah. Scary.
Call the police. So this is what's worrisome to me. And not worrisome. It's just they're getting all this pressure like they're going to get married. I will be in love with any man for 6 months.
For sure.
If he's decent looking and I see him once every 3 weeks, I'm obsessed with him. It's a drug. So right now it's like they are in this beautiful new relationship and she's prancing to him. Mm-hmm. But like she's loving the story of it. And as people who have both been in relationships that have been kind of in the public eye, there's a high that comes with people liking your relationship. So you're not only liking him, you're liking that people like you guys. So then you start getting conflicted of like wait till they're on the couch together for 4 days in a row. They probably only spent max 16 days together total. And we're talking about marriage. And I'm someone who got engaged in 6 months during COVID. And I did live with him for 3 months. People don't talk about it enough.
I feel like longer. You moved in September.
Yeah. So I was living with him for like 4 months, seven dog years.
Yep.
But like when I first met him, we went on a couple dates and I was like, I really like this guy.
Yeah.
I was not telling you I was going to marry him.
No.
But like,
if anything, you were like, this is getting really intense and I feel like I should just cut it off.
Well, he's a comedian and I was like, this is going against everything that I've ever
seen. Like, I think he loves me, so I'm probably going to stop talking to him. I usually remember having that conversation. I was like, if it's too much, it's too much, you know?
Also, like, well, you're in long distance right now. I did this thing with Dez where, like, we met and it was, like, hot and heavy. And then I'd film all day and then he would, like, fall asleep and then I would wake him up in the middle of the night to catch up and talk. Every night we talked and it was this, like, it was this very, like, wanting and needing. It was this crazy high.
I also feel like they need to go through, like, everyone turning on them and hating them and see if they can survive that.
This is the thing. They just met and they're super excited and it's beautiful. But, like, people saying that they need to get married, like, that makes me so scared.
And also part of me is, like,
then I get worried about the money, the prenup, all that stuff.
That's a lot.
But I think you're valid. Also, her running to him and, like, jumping into his arms makes me worried for all the girlfriends out there who have men who are, like, a skinny 5'9". Like, they are just going to shatter those men.
I've never ran
for anything
and jumped into anyone.
Maybe for a chicken parmesan.
like, sometimes I'm, like, watching the TikToks of the two of them and I'm like, there's just no way.
Well, this is for anyone. For all the Swifties listening, which we are Swifties too, who are like, you guys are being too hard on this. We are being that logical friend who cares.
Right.
That we're not just being like, DeLulu. You guys are being a little DeLulu. And two, obviously, if it goes badly, he has to move to a different
country.
Atmosphere.
No, literally.
He can't go to any country.
No.
And it's,
he needs to literally become an astronaut and be like, I'll be doing science on the moon because you can't live here anymore. Could you imagine the pressure?
Yeah. There's a it's become like this pressure cooker.
He had to get a new house.
He had to get a new house already.
He bought a new, like, people thought it was like I was being a bitch when I would like go to Craig's and I'd be like, maybe we got
change
furniture.
The pillow.
I don't know. Maybe we got a dishwasher. I don't know. Just a thought. And she's like, maybe you get a whole new house, I think.
But this is the biggest thing that I want to tell you guys. I've seen a lot of TikToks. And I've actually had friends reach out to me personally and be like, I feel so bad about being single right now. Because she's like running into his arms.
Because of Taylor Swift, like watching all the Taylor Swift.
Like because it's like people are like.
It's like watching a reality show.
And I'm sitting here being single. Or like friends who even in relationships being like, do I need to break up with my man because I don't have Travis Kelce? But like you have to understand that like. It's literally like we know people on TV and people see them and we know what they're actually like.
Right.
Like a guy standing there receiving a hug says nothing about what the relationship
right.
is. Like I even saw this guy, actually L-I-C-O-U-T, Likut, like whatever. He did one about trying to get his girlfriend to like do a kiss for the photo and how like he was like, just do the kiss, then you could go and leave. Like just do it. And like just how everything is
staged.
And just nothing is perfect. And if you're having like some dark mental health thoughts right now because your relationship is not like Taylor and Travis is looking or you're single and you've never had that and you don't know if you ever will, you're not alone. Everyone's like kind of feeling like even fucking Kim Kardashian right now is probably like, damn, I never had that.
Right. Speaking of couples, have you seen the photo shoot of Jeff Bezos and... No. I thought it was AI.
This is why men should not have money.
No, because the fuck was Vogue thinking? Like, first of all, the photos.
I thought it was Morgan Wallen on steroids. No,
the photos are so weird, and there's something like very alien-esque about, for whatever it has a conspiracy theory undertone. And I can't
explain
it.
I would love to see the before and after of what they both looked like before money.
Well, Jeff Bezos, I mean, what? The man was selling books out of his garage. It's just so crazy. I will say this, though. I know he, like, got divorced and whatever, and who knows, like, what the relationship was with his ex-wife. But I do give him a small baby ounce, un pequeño, amount of credit for not going like, oh, now I'm going to date like this 22-year-old. Do you know what I mean?
I'm just like that. That's a bare.
No,
that's
it's not. No, even, it's like, I dug for that.
Yeah,
under
you
the ground.
Dug.
Like I'm
you
a
dug,
minor
because she's way hotter than him still.
Right, but it's like in the same age realm.
He could have
like,
tried to hang out with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He could have gone full Leo and been like, "Oh, she's 26.
Yeah.
Great, that's my cutoff."
Yeah.
So I give them a little bit of credit, but like, I just, I was so creeped out and uncomfortable by the photos.
Did he have his shirt off or like a vest with no shirt?
No, it was
on?
Just like the biceps. I was like. Looking for like the Facetune watermark because there's just no, it was very weird.
You know what's, I have to tell people, I downloaded Facetune for the first time.
Yeah. What did you think?
It's, it's a drug.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cause what happened? I was doing something where like this brand like needed a good photo and I just couldn't get the photo.
Yeah.
And I like, the lighting was so bad.
Yeah.
And I did all these, and I go, what if I went on Facetune and they just like brighten my face?
Yeah.
And then I was just fucking around.
It's crazy.
And then I realized, like, because I've never used it before, how easy it is to, like, fuck it up where, like, people can see that you did Facetune.
That's some of my favorite pictures is, like, comparing celebrities, like, Facetune fuck-ups.
Because I do the 0.5, which just, like, makes your legs look
super long.
It looks like a Steve Madden ad. Like,
yes,
and I kind of
yes.
like that aesthetic. Because
it's early 2000s Steve Madden.
Yeah, because I don't want to post just, like, look at me. Like,
right.
It's like, kind of artsy. But Facetune, I think... I actually, like, am now, like, I can't use that.
No,
I don't
it's
think
too
it's
much.
Good.
No, it's not good for your mental health.
You can change your makeup.
I'm admitting this. There has been times, and this is, like, a couple, probably right when I first, like, had Instagram followers and I'd have to do ads. You could take a picture and no makeup and then add makeup onto it. And I'd be like, why would I take the time to do my makeup when I could just edit this photo?
You change your lip color. But you have to be kind of an artist. Like, not everyone can just...
No, it's a full-time job. Editing photos is a full-time job.
So you think the Kardashians have, like, full
yes.
Facetune editor?
Like, absolutely.
They have a whole room, like, NASA of people.
I think their content team is a lot bigger than what people would think.
I do think if you've... I don't want people to download Facetune, one, because you have to pay for it, and B, because then you might get addicted to it. But to see what it is, I honestly felt like, oh, everyone's ugly.
No, everyone uses Facetune.
You guys, everyone's ugly.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is ugly. And it made me feel so much better. Because I, like, did something to my face, and I was like, oh,
no,
now
that,
I'm an Instagram thought.
When I used to, like, go to the gym... whenever that was.
Humble brag.
When I would get like so anxious going to the gym and whenever I would be on the treadmill, I would always think, oh my God, no one is thinking about you because everyone's on their own treadmill thinking about themselves and like their own insecurities, like hope no one's watching me. That like they don't have time to think about you.
Yeah.
Like, that like gets me through the day.
I think I'm more scared of people seeing me in real life and being like, wow, that's not what she looks like. But
yeah.
Then people being like, oh, I don't think she's that pretty on Instagram. It's like, first of all, I don't give a fuck. Second of all, I think because we did reality TV, like, and we did not do reality TV with the, like, Kardashian filter. I mean, because, you know.
You could literally, because of reality TV, you could say whatever you wanted to me. And I'd be like, it's probably true.
I think I said this, but once on the pod a long time ago, once a woman messaged me. Oh, no, a guy I forget who. But they messaged me and they were like, I just want to let you know my man, like likes you, but, like, you're fat. But he, like, likes that you're fat, and I don't understand it. And I was like, this is layered. I was like, this is
was she
layered.
Mad that—
She basically was, like, mad that her husband said I was attractive.
Yeah.
But she was like, but she has a like big thighs and a big butt. And he was like, yeah, that's why I like her. So then she was like trying to make me feel bad and be like, but you're fat. But he likes that you're fat, but you're fat.
Wait.
And she like screenshotted a photo like where we were in our bikinis and they were like
don't
filming
me into this.
From. Oh, you were not in it. But like I was definitely talking to you in the scene. And it was like a film where like, I don't know, you could just like see my butthole. But,
no, people are insane.
And speaking of all this stuff, look at us getting this is our mental health pod. An influencer passed away from lipo, from getting a BBL. Did you see that?
It was this like in Brazil?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did see it.
And it got me thinking because
there was also a woman who died in Australia from Ozempic. Yeah.
Wait, I didn't see that. Then you see we talked about.
It was like a mom that was like taking Ozempic before her daughter's wedding to like lose a few pounds. And she died of like something. I think her stomach became like paralyzed or something.
Oh. Well, I do have to say I have been getting some more butt attention than I normally get because I've been doing the worm everywhere.
Right. Nope.
Because
we didn't even talk about it.
You have, if you want to get attention in this world, you have to keep reinventing yourself. Right. I do the worm now. I'm the worm comic.
No, for the gigglers who didn't see that our New York City show, Hannah just busted it out of nowhere. But honestly, the gigglers appreciated it.
Oh, no. I was like, let's put the music on. I'm not going to do it in silence. I'm not a sociopath.
No.
But then, you know how we left? You left the building and there was like people waiting like, you know, like a Broadway show.
No,
we heard this like roar. And
I thought
was
it was for something else. And I literally at one point was like, what are you guys doing?
No, so then, and there was like barricades and stuff. It was crazy.
I was like, this isn't for us, is it? My brother's like, I think they just blocked the street off. Like, no, it's not for you. But I think it was.
The gigglers were hanging out after. So then I walk out and they start chanting, Hannah's ass, Hannah's ass. And I was dying. But long story short, you think, oh, this Hannah bragging about her butt. No. What I'm trying to say is that for me to have a fat ass, I have a belly and I have thighs.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a normal body and then went and just bought an ass on it, it looks fucking weird and it's not natural for your body. You'll tip over or you could die.
Yeah.
You tip over or worse.
The craziest thing is that BBLs are like the most dangerous surgery.
And it's one of the most popular surgeries. So like if you're thinking, oh, I just want to add an ass. No, like it looks fucking weird. And then you shake it and it doesn't move right.
That's something I've never thought about in plastic surgery, like that I would potentially get a BBL.
Yeah, that's the only thing I've
never thought about. Because do you want to know why? And it has nothing to do with like, no, that's so dangerous or no, that's not good, go to therapy. Mm-hmm. It's more like, what's the recovery?
Oh.
Because you can't sit. And that's my whole life. My whole life is about where can I sit?
Yeah, because you can't lie on your stomach or your butt.
Get to sit. And why am I not sitting? So, like,
standing is actually the worst activity in the world.
I'd rather run.
And you'd rather run like Taylor Swift. I have been, like, going up and down. You guys know I'm growing. I'm learning. I'm realizing things. I was very anti-plastic surgery. But recently I've been actually pretty, like, pro, like, I get it as humans. If your nose looks so different than the average nose that you're changing it to look like the average nose, I totally understand that. And I've seen it look incredible.
Yep.
But if you're changing your body to look like a Coca-Cola bottle alien, doing reconstructive surgery to feel like you fit in, I do understand that for sure. I do.
You have no toes. You add those toes.
Like, do what you need. Or like, yeah, like you feel like your chin is way too big. And I totally get it. But don't change your body to look like a fucked up Oompa Loompa.
She went from love yourself to get it fixed. Check in with a therapist to make the appointment. I'll call for you.
No, I totally get a subtle thing. But.
And also, a small nip and tuck.
I don't think the gigglers are out here getting BBLs every day. Like,
well,
I really
don't think.
Where
do you even go for one? No, that's crazy.
Apparently, there was like a plane coming from Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Just like full of bandaged women.
And no one could sit. And everyone was sitting backwards. No one could sit. What? If there's any show I need on TLC, it's vlogging BBLs. Because how are they sitting? Where? Like, what's the flight time?
Yeah,
like.
The Kardashians make it look swift and easy. You don't even see a scar.
Scratch 90 Day Fiancé.
But this is one thing I did learn from Facetune. If you need it that bad, just Facetune an ass.
No.
Don't go through all
You don't have to go to Mexico. There's literally 1,000 apps. 1,000 apps.
And just make sure the background isn't curved.
Yeah.
What's one thing you Facetuned?
Like in my life?
Yeah, like a part of your body that you Facetuned.
I want to go back. I bet I could find them on my computer.
You were worse before.
We should go back and see, like, oh my God, yeah, like 2012.
Maybe in the newsletter.
Who was that on Instagram?
Maybe in the newsletter we'll throw in.
I could definitely find pictures where, like, I fully face-tuned them.
Yeah, I know photos that I would have wanted to Facetune to elongate my legs because my torso and my legs just like because of the angle, my torso looks so long.
I definitely used to make my lips bigger.
Oh, wow.
And like I think like my jaw skinnier and my eyes bigger. So probably my nose smaller.
No, but this is good to know because I feel like the girlies need to know.
I definitely went through a phase of like face tuning the shit out of myself.
It is like plastic surgery where like, you know, if someone subtly does it for like 5 years, by year five, like they don't notice the huge change they've done. And if you're face tuning all the time, you don't notice.
I will say, I think I hit a point where I was face tuning so much that then I would see like the original photo and I'd be like, wait, I look so much prettier in that. I'd like mind fucked myself. I was like, wait, I'm gorgeous.
That is funny. Sometimes I was fucking around on Facetune, just like doing all these weird things with my face. And then I was like, I just want to be me again. I just want to go back home.
You get so dramatic.
I am so dramatic. Oh, we haven't had one of those crazy plastic surgery rants in a while.
No, we haven't.
You guys know that happens like once every 2 months.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
I have two things I want to say.
Tell me.
One, did you also see the Travis Barker drumming during Courtney's birthing?
No.
Okay, there's a TikTok video that was like, it doesn't show her, but you can tell like they're in the hospital room and she's obviously like laying in the bed. And he's has two of his little sticks that he drums with and he's drumming to the baby's heartbeat. And it's like, I mean, he's going for like a full, I mean, I think he goes for like a full 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes.
Is there
minutes.
Like beeps in the background? Like beep, beep?
Nope. It's just, you can just hear him like drumming. And every comment was like, divorce, divorce. My husband tried to talk to me when I was giving birth and I told him to get the fuck out.
I would be like, I feel like you're making this pregnancy about you right now.
I would. That's like him picking up the guitar after having sex to a whole nother level. I would be like, hey, do me a favor. Take those sticks. Bend over and jam them right up your fucking ass. Are you kidding? I'm different in terms, like when I think about like the day I give birth, Scram.
You know, I was about to
no,
say.
Literally
it's like when
scram.
I'm about to orgasm. Don't look at me. Something weird is going to happen.
Why are you here? What are you going to offer to the situation? I think actually the women that want their husbands in the room when they give birth, that's I think you're weird.
I know. One of my friends was telling me how like she got a C-section. She's like, they take out all your innards.
And they put it on your stomach.
They put it on the table. They take it out. And like your man.
I didn't realize that. For whatever reason, that wasn't computing. I was like, what do you mean? I feel like they go through it. They're like, nope, they don't. They take it out. I didn't realize
you had to take stuff out to get.
I was like, but what's there?
But like, that'll change your relationship forever. I also know for a fact, I'm going to be shitting the entire time.
I know that.
Like, I know I have that kind of stomach. We're like, I'm not going to have, I'm a nervous
your
poop.
Body type,
I'm also
that's
pushing.
Your body type. Yeah.
It's going to be poop with a little baby.
Yeah.
Like, so like, yeah, you're right.
And like, do you want Des there?
The thing is, part of me
like,
wants
take
him.
A laugh.
Part of me wants him there to like make him feel bad, to be like, "You fucking
could
did
you,
this to
yeah.
me, and I'm gonna use this against you
like,
for the
you
rest of our relationship."
Like you could never endure this.
Yeah, like so. Then like one day I'll be like, "Hey, can you hand me the remote?" And he'll be like, "You're right there." I'm gonna be like, "I fucking tore my pussy hole into my butthole, and you saw it rip."
Remember when they took my organs out and they put it on that silver plate? Think about that.
Remember when I got Frankenstein
in broad daylight? Okay.
Like no foreplay. They just fucking rammed it in and took it out.
No, I don't. I don't want to think about it. And I also just know.
But congratulations.
Like, no. So lovely. That's amazing.
Wasn't Alabama Barker in trouble or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think she was like wearing some like seductive dress.
I don't like even talking about her because I am scared of her. Like I don't ever want to have beef with her.
She'll bully the fuck out of us. And I mean that as a compliment. I would love for you to bully me, Alabama Barker. I'd be honored.
The other thing that I wanted to bring up was my brother came to Giggly Squad show on Saturday.
Gary?
Thursday.
Shout out Gary.
And we get home. He comes back to my apartment. We get home. And I don't know what happened, but he said, oh, like I'm texting mom and dad. And I was like, oh. And I like look at my phone to like see if they had like texted. And I was like, what are you texting them in? And he was like, the group chat. And I said, I'm not getting the group chat text messages. My family has a whole group chat without me.
Is it called Not Paige?
I was so like, I was like,
wait, you're the Kourtney Kardashian of your family.
Yeah. Literally, I was like, what do you guys talk about in it? And he was like, you know, just like normal stuff. I was like, you're shooting the shit without me.
No, you know what it is? It's because he lives near them. So I think it's like probably like they didn't want to bother you with like
little
stuff.
That's what they said too. And they were like, we don't want to bother you.
No, I could totally see like him being like, what's for breakfast, mom? Like, let's be honest. It's like stupid shit. They're like but the thing is, in my family,
I was offended.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Were you like, let me see a text?
No, because I knew it was like, no one's laughing in there, obviously. sounds like boring rhetoric to me, but, you know.
It's like, I'm honestly so scared of her. Like, how was Paige today? What was her mood when you called her?
And then me and my brother will fight and I'll be like, whatever, mom doesn't tell you things because you're too sensitive and you're a little bitch and you won't be able to handle it. And he's like, that's what she says about you, that like you're too anxious and we can't tell Paige. And so we're like fighting about who's like the lesser human, who has more mental problems.
It's so funny because I don't stop talking to my mom. My brother's such a dude where like, my mom's like, hello, you have a mom. Because my brother
like, you came from somewhere.
Yeah, like, that's a lot of guys just, like, don't call their mom every day.
Right.
Where, like, I call her every hour just to make sure.
Is she okay?
Is she checking on me? Am I okay?
Right.
Are we both okay?
And, like, if it goes to voicemail, because I'll call, like, my legitimate house phone.
Yeah.
And if it goes to voicemail, I'm leaving one. And I always think, what if I die in a car accident?
The love of your life.
You're going to want to listen to my
No.
No, that was dark. That was dark. But I do think every time my mom leaves me a voicemail, I save it. And I think one day I'm going to listen to this when she's dead.
No.
And that's so sad. But it's so true. Like, I save them. Because I'm like, I want to save this voicemail forever.
I'll cry hysterically right now. I have my grandpa's voicemail. I'm not going to play it because I'll cry hysterically.
No, don't.
No, I have it. And like,
do you remember that you did cry on the pod at one point, I think?
I'm still not over my grandpa's death.
Oh, no, it was when you met some. It was after your grandpa died.
Oh, yeah, and I met someone who reminded me of my grandpa because he was an old man. from Brooklyn. No, why did I bring up my grandpa?
You had an existential crisis over this man that was not your grandpa that you just happened to meet.
I also just hung out with, I was just from Milwaukee and I hung out with one of my best friends from college. But like a lot has changed, obviously.
Yeah, you're a redhead now.
She has kids now. I'm a redhead. Yeah. And we're sitting there.
How did you keep up?
I know. It was crazy. Like, because we're talking like we normally talk, but I'm asking like insane questions. Like, right. So when did you buy the house?
And how many kids do you have
like,
now?
And
she can walk on her own.
But we're still riffing like we always did. Like, I'm very like that where with the right people, I can go years.
No time has
and it's the same. But at one point, she was like, so I talked to a psychic. And I was like, in college, we didn't know about this.
Right.
And I was like, wait, you fuck with that? And she's like, well, I don't, like, I'm not going around telling people it doesn't exist. And I'm like, she's like, fully, yeah, I believe in it. And we were like geeking off about, I didn't know this about my friend. And then I was like, girly.
Did they tell her anything like crazy?
She was having trouble conceiving.
Mm-hmm.
And like really hard time. And she met with someone and she was like, you're going to have 3 sons. And within a month, she popped one out.
Mm-hmm.
And I also was like, I think it probably calmed you a little bit.
Right.
So it was just like.
And does she have 3 sons?
She has 2.
Ooh.
As of now.
Oh, man.
And I feel like.
Do you feel like you're due for a psychic reading?
I kind of do, mm-hmm. but I'm like so, I always get anxious about it. Like, I don't want to know. I don't know when I'm going
to
have kids.
Go to the guy that you made me go to.
Do you like him?
Yeah, I liked him a lot.
Because remember, we're.
There's something about like an older gentleman being a psychic that it's like.
Because
he's like, I didn't want this.
Because for the girlies, it's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's like, I don't want this. You think I'm doing
ring,
this?
If you have
fun?
A nose ring, I'm going to question it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're leaning in too hard. You wanted this too bad. Mm-hmm. A man never wanted this life.
No, he was like, I don't.
Is he straight?
I don't know.
I could see that for him. Like, you just don't know what he is.
Yeah.
He's just and he was an just aura.
Like, yeah. He was just like, oh, my God, this is going to be crazy, but listen. You know, like, he's giving, yeah. He's like, I don't want, what do I have to gain from, like, lying to you?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even, like, that crazy expensive.
I was telling her, though, when I was going through a really dark breakup, I got cards pulled.
Mm-hmm. Tarot card reading.
And it was, I just felt, like, empty. I hated my job. I was, like, 26. And she pulled out. Like this, like queen with like a big, like star around her head,
yep. And like a crown.
Yeah, and she was like, "Oh, you're gonna like be yourself, and it's gonna get you really far." And I was like, "I don't know what the fuck that means." And she's like, "No, you're gonna be good. Like, you don't need a man."
Okay, look, there's also part of me that like I believe in psychics.
Chris, shut the
so
fuck
much.
Up.
No, like I believe in mediums. I believe in psychics, but like I could also be like. Guess what, bitch? You're going to be yourself for the rest of your life. And give me $200.
She meant it like, she basically was like, you're going to be like
you.
What you want to be.
Okay.
Like, she was like, you're going to be successful. You're going to be.
I see. You're going to be you. I need,
okay, the way I said it was all wrong.
I need straight up, I need to hear at least 2 to 3 specifics in a psychic reading for me to even get past, like, I'm wasting $200 right now.
And you don't, I can see that you don't, like, give them any tea.
I give them nothing.
Okay.
I give.
Because you know I'm loose lips.
Okay.
I'm loose lips.
Psychics and therapists, I give them nothing.
I feel like the therapist, you should give something. I feel like the therapist.
I am not the type
you're
of.
You're supposed to talk about your feelings. I think that's actually the opposite of what you should do in therapy.
I'm trying
you
to
make them guess? You try to turn a therapist into a psychic?
Like, you figure it out, bitch.
You go, how should I feel? How what, am I feeling?
You're so smart. Tell me how I feel. No, there's something in my personality that, like, I can't give my therapist anything. Like, I would be great to be, like, if, like, a detective had to ask me questions, like, he'd have a real doozy with me. Because I'm not giving you anything. Yeah. I'm not that type of person that thinks, like, oh, if there's an awkward silence, like, I'll just start talking.
Wait,
and
that's
like, I'll
why
give
we're
you,
best friends.
And I'll give you more info.
Because like, that's me. That's literally me.
No. Like, and I'll be in therapy, and she'll be like, and what'd she do to you? And I'm like, she fucked me over, and, like, that's it. And she's like, how do you feel? And I'm like, I don't know. No. Like, I can't.
Well, your therapist, my therapist, after a session with me, she's like, I got the tea. I got more tea than I wanted. I'm like, she's invested in the tea. We're like kikiing. Your therapist is like, you're boring.
Yeah.
But like, that's actually, honestly, why I'm obsessed with you. Because you and Dez are the same way. You'll always be genuine to yourself and you'll never do shit to like people please someone that doesn't deserve it.
Right. In those scenarios. Yes. Like a psychic, a therapist.
You don't
like
want to be taken advantage of.
Yeah, like I'm... See, I get taken advantage of all the time.
But once a psychic did say, like, hearing...
No, I'm surprised. Not only am I surprised that you've never gotten caught up a little bit too much in a cult, but I'm so surprised that you're not, like, selling Monet hair carrots. Like,
do you know... No, but do you know what? It's because I'm a New Yorker and I'm, like, even though I'm so gullible,
yeah.
I'm self-aware that I'm gullible. That's why I've never smoked a cigarette.
Yes.
Because I know that bitch will be out here. Like, I've never smoked a Juul because I know I'll be too addicted.
Right.
I've never... like, I don't... let myself do things because I don't trust myself.
Got it.
So I just stay away.
No, that's probably
smart.
But I
just say melatonin's a hell of a drug. And I had to stop myself. I threw my melatonin away because I was out for 3 days. My mom was like, call a rehab because this is bad.
That is the most wholesome, sweetest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, my mom was calling me and she was like, can you please call me back? Like, I'm worried about you.
No, melatonin really is so bad for you. I can't believe it's sold as, like,
I thought it was
a vitamin.
I thought it was, like, one of those things that's, like, you know, a leaf that, like...
No, like, you can get so addicted to melatonin.
Wow. Because
it fucks your sleep up.
Yeah.
I've, like, heard moms talk before and be like, oh, yeah, like, I gave my child, like, a melatonin. I'm like, that's terrible.
Oh, my God.
I just feel like it's – not that I should say anything because I'm not a mom, but it scared me because I was like, I know how I am. Your child's five.
She's like, my kid is so chill. Yeah. You're like, your kid is like, hasn't
kid
woken
is
up in 7 days. That there was that –
it's like rolling a blunt like in the corner.
The devil – that Netflix thing I talked about was like the devil something. A recent one about the devil.
Yeah.
They found out later that the mom was like drugging the whole family. Like, she wanted them all to go to sleep and was putting, like, sleep stuff. And the sleep stuff was making him have these, like, hallucinations. And then he thought he was with the devil.
Oh, my God. Here's the thing, though. I feel like at some point, look, if you're on a plane, you want to pop a Benadryl in your kid's mouth, I'm all for it.
I thought of I thought of a good reality TV show. You know how, like, our parents used to get fucked up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if parents get fucked up, but, like, you know when it was a family party and the kids go in the basement and we're, like, doing whatever we're doing, hand jobs, and then you go upstairs and your parents are in, like, a weird conga line and you're like, why is my mom singing like that? And they're just going and you realize, like, they're partying.
Right, like, but you don't realize they're drinking.
They
but
don't
they were,
say it
right,
to you.
But they were, like, drunk.
Like, my parents never really but, like, their friends would, like, go. I'm like, why is, like, Sandra doesn't have a t-shirt on? Like, where did her clothes go?
Yeah.
I was thinking there should be a reality TV show where all the parents just, like, take a gummy and you just see what happens.
Yeah. That's
– that's – I mean,
I think that's, like, every reality
How?
Sometimes you're so wholesome. You're like, I know what is going to fuck them up. It's like we have probably the biggest epidemic of, like, pills we've ever had in our life. Like, people – no, they know how to get fucked up.
You go, did you
like,
see BravoCon?
Naughty.
You go, that was just BravoCon.
That's no, literally.
There were some interviews at BravoCon where people were like, all the comments were just like, what drug is this? I'll talk to someone and they'll make no sense. And I'll be like, they don't like
she's quirky.
Me. Yeah, she's quirky. I don't know if they liked me.
And I have to be like, Hannah, she's high out of her mind.
Yeah, and they'll never know who I am because every time I meet them, they're out to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Oh, God. Speaking of drugs.
Yeah.
I wrote down coffee changed my life.
I saw that.
I just lived as a tired girl.
Yeah.
I just said, this is who I am. I had coffee a couple times and I had diarrhea. And I said, you know what? It's not for me.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, I drank coffee this morning before I got on a plane. On this plane, I did, like, 4 crossword puzzles. I wrote in my notes.
7 Wordles.
Because I had no internet.
Sudokus.
I wrote just, like, emails I was going to write to people.
Yep.
I wrote it out in the notes app. Like, I was crazy, because I can't do Adderall. That's too intense for me.
No.
And I think Adderall is actually, it's too much.
I took one Adderall one time in college, and I thought I literally was running for president. I was like, did nothing productive whatsoever. But I was like, this is nuts.
No, my guy friends would take Adderall too soon while they were still playing a video game. And then like 12 hours later, they were still playing the video game. I take it once and it was too strong. And I started just like asking everyone about their life because I'm an interviewer, you know. So I was like, but how did you make it to sixth grade? Like so obsessed with people and asking them questions. And
no, that's again, my worst nightmare.
Small doses. So yeah, I just feel like if you not drink coffee, you should try it.
So groundbreaking.
But I do.
What is your coffee order? Because
I was about to say, you're kind of wild.
But you've been on like your chai tea bullshit.
Well, I was doing chai for a long time. Now I've upgraded to vanilla iced lattes.
Okay.
But now, as it's getting colder, and I'm going to put this in the newsletter.
You're just popping back espressos.
I'm a peppermint mocha girl.
Disgusting. Disgusting. That is probably one of the most vile things I've ever heard in my life. Okay. I get a lot of hate for this, but chocolate shouldn't be mixed with mint. Mint is exclusively for your toothpaste and for gum.
Yeah.
People that are out here drinking mint drinks with chocolate and having like mint chocolate chip ice cream, mm-hmm. we're not the same.
See, I understand you because I was you. I was you when I was smaller minded, you know? I don't like mint chocolate chip ice cream. I don't.
Can't. It's so.
There's something about in the morning.
A peppermint patty? Ugh, not for me.
Again, I think that's gross too.
Yeah.
But when it's the morning, it's basically a hot chocolate with like a zing to it. And I'm telling you, give it a try in the morning.
No, because I'm not one of Santa's elves. And I'm not just going to be out here drinking peppermint mocha lattes on a Wednesday morning. I'm going to do what a normal person does. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to hate myself. I'm going to be like, I'm fasting today. And then I'll down a coffee at 11:30 black, okay?
This is me on tour, drinking a coffee at 6 p.m. before my show and falling asleep. You ever drink an energy drink that just puts you to sleep?
I've never been one of those people where they're like, oh my God, it's too late at night. Can't have coffee. Yeah. Can't have like caffeine. Yeah. Like my household, we were wild. Like we're chugging.
Well, Italians,
we were chugging
after
Pepsi.
Dinner, they go, what's your coffee order? Yeah. That's literally part, like before dessert, what do you want? Do you need a cappuccino or an espresso?
Right.
If you don't do it, it's disrespectful to the culture.
Yeah. And like if we were allowed to have soda, we were allowed to have soda.
Yeah, that's.
We were a soda family.
Yeah.
It's not great. But
also, in terms of mental health, I'm on this kick that I highly recommend everyone does before the holidays.
Okay.
It's like a cleanse. And it's not the kind of cleanse you want it to
be. Okay.
I don't know if you noticed, but like if you're away from your phone for a couple hours and you check your emails, I've never been more flooded with emails. And I don't know if it's because I started buying more stuff online and then I'm like immediately subscribed. But like –
because you have to like put a password in, make an account,
yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
I get so overwhelmed when I go to my phone and I want to see any important emails and it's like 50 just spam emails. Mm-hmm. So I've been deciding if you're going to come in my email, mm-hmm. I'm going to click you mm-hmm. and I'm going to unsubscribe.
Oh, you want to send me a reminder email?
So
unsubscribe.
And it's funny because
not to be confused with our newsletter.
Yeah. So some of these companies are sneaky. Some of them go, click here if you do not want to receive any further emails. They don't have an unsubscribe button. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you click unsubscribe and it goes to a thing where you then have to like unclick buttons. Like some people make it really hard.
I think there's like an app for
this. There is an app.
Where it just will unsubscribe you from like, everything I want to do.
It's called like Rocket or something. Can you look that up, Grace? I think we've worked with them before.
Really?
But maybe.
I don't think so.
Rocket Money?
I would remember something called Rocket, I feel
Let
like.
Me know what it is and I'll shout it out. So I highly recommend because as the holidays come, your emails are going to be so overflooded. And these are the things that give me anxiety in life.
Yeah. No, I get it. I just recently today got back to everyone that wished me a happy birthday in text.
Remember when it was just a Facebook wall?
No, because
life was so much easier.
Couldn't, and I literally had to say to everyone, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm just going through so many text messages. And then people are like, oh, yeah, you just, you're too important. And I'm just like, you know what? No.
No, you're.
I just like, I couldn't.
You feel heavy with your emotions and you feel overwhelmed and your social battery is burnt.
And I think it's rude to text someone on their birthday.
No.
It's rude to text someone on their birthday and expect that person to get back to you.
You know what's rude?
On their birthday.
Yes. And it's rude to text people on their birthday when you never text them. If you're just texting me on my birthday, I'm like, are you trying to fuck? I'm talking about the girls too. Are you trying to fuck?
And also, like, as I get older, I don't want you to even know it's my birthday.
True.
Don't even bring it up.
Where for my birthday, I was like, do I have a billboard? I'm a Leo. I'm like, I have a Excel sheet where I'm like, which friend did not wish me? No, I'm just kidding. But I do remember. Do you remember Facebook walls where like, you were like, today's the day. And then at the end, you were like, 302. I did better last year.
It was such a stressful time.
And then some people would just be like, HBD. And I was like, suck my dick.
Blocked.
SMD, suck my dick.
But now, like, I just think birthdays are, like, so frivolous.
And then also even, like, the posting on Instagram, like, when it was your birthday, I was like, there's no Insta story that will do justice to my love for you. And then my Insta story is going to look like everyone else's Insta story who don't have the same relationship of, like, quality that I do with you. And I'm not being competitive about it. I'm just stating facts. So basically I just repost on my birthday the ones I look best in.
I'm not into the whole repost everyone. I can't.
That's wild.
It's insane.
That's wild. Or I'll say something like, hey, if you don't want to see all these reposts, click out of it now. It's coming.
Yeah. I think I'm going to just like stop wishing people a happy birthday.
I can see.
Altogether.
At some point in your life, you are going to delete Instagram.
100%.
And that's when I'm going to know you've hit true success.
When I can.
You've hit your peak.
I've hit my peak.
Emotionally, physically.
Know that I love my life.
Yeah.
When I delete my Instagram.
Yeah. The more I post,
I'm sure
the
worse it's not
going to
be
for sure.
Yeah, for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. But one day, I'm going to Gwyneth Paltrow and you'll never see me again.
But Gwyneth Paltrow has never been louder in the press right now. I do think if you have to announce that you're going to leave, you've already lost.
Just go.
You have to just disappear.
No, I won't announce it. It'll just be like one day, like, I think Paige blocked me. And it's like, no, I think she deleted her Insta. And I love that.
Just some quick front page news that I run right now.
Okay.
Did you see North with the Onion?
No, I saw you had that written down.
There's an onion? Clip going around where she, North, my queen.
Eats it like an apple.
Eats it like an apple. And Kim, you could tell that Kim is like, I don't know how to react to this on camera. And she's like, Northy, are you really going to eat that?
Why does Kim look at her children as if like, she's like, you're embarrassing me at the lunch table and I'm literally not going to be able to sit here anymore because you're my friend and you're like not being cool.
I think, well, also Kim is running like serious businesses and she puts them on live and then her kids, I think they love getting a reaction out of her. And let's be honest, like North, I think North is fucking with her at this point.
No, I think North was born to literally troll her.
Did you see North walk by her and was like, she was like, hi, Northy. And she was like, you need a pimple patch and walked away. She's learning and realizing things through her children. Harry Styles shaving his head. What do we think?
You know me.
I just saw like a quick glimpse of it. He looks like a thumb and it's fine.
It is what it is.
It is what
and
it is.
I'm just not, I've never really been like, oh my God, I'll die for Harry Styles. So
same.
Like, shave your head, keep it long.
Also, if you're just like a guy because of his hair, like then you don't really love him.
Yeah, I don't like think that. Like men should be having like a full moment with their like it's that's for us like you dyed
actually,
your hair
right.
red and it's like let,
that's for
that's
the girlies.
The moment. So like I don't care. It's also like not that crazy.
Yeah, I mean when David Beckham did it, I feel like every guy shaved their head because it was cool.
Right,
but that's David Beckham.
I don't care.
One. Well, you're like I'm not. Yeah, like.
He's just, like, not my person.
Yeah, he's
you
not
know?
Your person.
He's not my person. Now, like, if Jack Harlow just, like, shaved his head, I'd be like, oh, my God.
I mean, Jack Harlow's going to have to make a different hair move soon. I feel like that's the industry. Because, like, Ice Spice has kind of taken over.
Also, no one's talking about how, like, Jack Harlow got a dog that looks like his hair. You know, and he's just, like, out here making videos
how
with it.
How come when Pete Davidson got a Labradoodle for his mom,
everyone
he got
attacked him.
And Jack Harlow's out here posting, getting no
This is also going to be really, really niche.
Mm-hmm.
something about men with like Cavapoos or like anything mixed with a poodle that's not a golden doodle gives me the ick.
Well, it's like, unless it's for your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Someone cooked here.
Someone cooked here.
If you have a Labradoodle, someone cooked here.
Yeah.
Or like, if you took the Labradoodle after the relationship, that's fucked up. It's a girl's dog.
If it's small and like could be mistaken for a squirrel and like is.
It's for the girls or the gays.
Right. And it's like described, like the color's apricot. It's not for you.
I actually got a new ick.
What is it?
Do you know when a guy's putting on his sneakers and the back of the sneakers bends?
Yeah.
And he either like keeps it like that or he
like he's running to the car, but he,
And it's just bending the back of the sneaker.
It's for girls.
It's for the girls.
It's in a slipper.
If you're so strong, put it on like a man.
Figure it out.
Figure it out. I also have one other note about Travis and Taylor in terms of parenting, because I was thinking their kid could be so athletic because she's like
tall.
5'11".
Yeah.
He's 6'6".
Yep.
Their kid.
Is he?
He's 6'5".
Wow.
Yeah, he's a large man. And like that's why she's finally like feeling herself, because she could be held for the first time.
Right.
She'd jump on his back and he'd carry her around like Ariana Grande. But if Taylor is athletic, someone message me. But I did see her prance. She pranced gorgeously, like in a Broadway show type of prance.
She's a performer. I wouldn't say she's a natural born athlete.
Yeah, it was very musical theater dance.
Yes.
I can spot an athlete run.
Right.
You know, knees up,
that
kind of, you know, breathing the right way. She was floating. There's technique.
There's a way to breathe.
Imagine if they have huge kids that just want to sing. Travis will lose his mind. Like, I'm a painter, daddy. And he's like, you have hands that could palm 3 basketballs. You're going to the NBA.
That's how I feel about, like, if my kids aren't good looking or funny. I'm like, I'm not doing this with you for 18 years. All this? Not with me.
No, but this is the problem when good looking people have kids. Because when you're really good looking, such as yourself, there's a thin line between being so good looking to the point that you then become like so ugly. It's like, you know, that moment where Angelina Jolie and Steve Buscemi were the same person and he's considered the ugliest person ever and she's the most beautiful person ever. It means that you don't have normal looks, like things. So like, what if they get like your big, beautiful eyes?
Yeah. And they look like aliens. And
there's actually more of a chance it could be crazy.
No, that makes me sad. Like, I don't ever want my daughter to be like, oh, but my mom is so pretty. I'll be like, thank you so much.
I feel like some
but
of the
– I want them to be – I want my children. I'm already manifesting it. I want my daughter to be 8 million times prettier than I ever even thought I could be.
And that's love. And if it isn't, you will face tuner.
Yeah.
Face tuner baby.
Mommy's rich. Don't worry. We're going to fix that. Mommy's gonna help you.
But also, I feel like some of the best looking people, their parents are so ugly. Like, they're always like two parents from the middle of nowhere.
Sometimes if you look up celebrities and you see their parent, you're like, what?
Or like the son is gorgeous.
I feel like I just saw this.
The son is gorgeous. And then you see the daughter and you're like, oh, this was just a face for a son.
Yes.
Or like the daughter's gorgeous. And then the son, it looks weird.
Like they did one gender really great. And the other, they were like, we didn't.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And that's why it's important to have a good personality, guys, because you just never know. You never know what's going to happen. I was famously very ugly when I was little. No notes. No fucking notes. No notes. We might have like a handful of tickets left in Chicago.
I just want to let all the Chicago. Is there something that Chicago people call themselves?
Chi-town girlies?
The Chi. That I booked my flight a day early.
Yeah, you are so traumatized.
So that I'm traumatized. So I get there on the 2nd.
And I'm already going to be in Madison the day
before.
The
show is on the 3rd.
So I'm there.
Leaving on the 4th.
Don't worry about me. Also, I just want to shout out a couple of stand-up shows I'm going to Troy with...
Wait, when are you going to Troy?
I don't know. When am I going to Troy? I'm going to Troy.
I've been talking about Troy for so February. Long. I've had so many people text, message, really? DM, like, are you legit coming to Troy? I'm like, no, I am. I just don't
How
know the
close
date.
Is Troy to your house?
Like 10, 15 minutes. I literally was banned from Troy for a really long time.
Like you couldn't step
No, couldn't
over
step the- foot in Troy. I would have got the shit beat out of me.
Wait, that is so badass of you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Charleston. Which
Another
is
place that I've had sex with someone that lives there. Every place that I go, I'm just like, I know a man from
there. I got hosed in different area codes. Then I'm going to North Carolina. I'm going to Raleigh, Charlotte.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to get you to come to Aspen with me.
Yep.
And Huntington. Yeah, go on my website. And then the newsletter is getting, like, lit. Like, it's getting – it's evolving. My mom's giving her fruit tart recipe.
Okay.
For Thanksgiving.
We're going to lock Kim down.
I want Kim to do something for Thanksgiving so bad, but the woman is – she has higher priorities right
no,
now.
No, I texted my mom and said –
Kim, I know you're listening. We would love you to add to the newsletter at – whenever is best for you.
Yeah. No, whenever
we will change
works
our schedule
for you.
For you.
She said, sorry, can't right now. I'm busy. Okay.
And we're also adding Thanksgiving outfits and mental health moments.
Oh, yeah. Grace texted me today and was like, I need your Thanksgiving outfit. And I got so nervous.
No, like the newsletter is like the end all be all.
No, it's literally the Bible.
It's the Bible. So.
Oh, also in the newsletter, I think I put these like Typology glow drops. They're so good to put on before your makeup. So that is like something I'm recommending that I don't think I've ever said on Instagram.
Also,
that I use.
Side note, we don't want you to buy everything in the newsletter.
No,
it's not.
Don't.
It's not like it's more to know the vibes, like what people are doing.
Yeah. Don't buy everything.
We do have like a lot of cheap shit that if you want to buy, it's great. But like we're not like no pressure to buy stuff. We're literally just telling you what we like because like capitalism cannot keep winning.
We keep America going.
Anyway,
America
this podcast is presented by Giggles. We love you guys so much, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.